Your name is Lily?
Lily.
How old are you?
4.
Yeah? Are you drawing?
Painting.
What are you painting?
A flower. Hearts.
Flower and hearts? Yeah, they're going to go to California, and these kids are going to look at your hearts and your flowers. What do you think they'll say?
Nice job.
Lily Sortland is one of the little kids who comes to help with the sculpture project on the last day of the 5-day workshop. Lily's mom is Holly Sortland, friend and former high school classmate of sculptor Bridget Beck. The two women made this project happen. The Rapid City children are making pieces of the sculpture. Bailey Leonard, an almost 8th grader, explains.
We are painting pipes, and we finished painting, and we got to bring our little brothers and sisters, and they're drawing on the pipes.
Okay, how old are the little brothers and sisters? Do they write yet? Or?
Yeah, I think the oldest is like 4th grade.
The children paint long metal pipes with bright colors and write messages on them that eventually children in Los Angeles will read when the pieces are shipped to California for further work. Did you write something on one of these pipes?
I wrote the Girls in Commando, Strong, Smart, and Bold, and I was working with my sister, and she was just drawing some pictures, and she wrote her name and stuff.
So this is kind of a different way of communicating. It's not like an email or a text or anything, but you're kind of sending them messages, huh?
Yeah, and it's like we don't know really who each other are or anything. We're just reading what other kids our age have to say.
One of the younger children writing on the pipes is Mariah Jeans.
I'm like grading like what makes me sad and stuff.
Oh.
And like so the feelings inside so they don't make me more sad and miserable.
Okay. What do you think the LA kids will say when they see that? Those kids in California.
They'll be like, holy.
You think they're going to go, holy cow? Like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, I hope Mariah's not sad all the time.
Yeah.
Part of this project is a free trip to L.A. for 7 of the children. 3 are chosen on the strength of essays, and the other 4 are chosen in a drawing. Bailey Leonard doesn't know it yet at this point, but her essay is one of the winners. Are you hoping to go to L.A.?
Yeah, it would be really fun for me, but, you know, if I don't get to make it, then I'll be okay, but I'll be kind of sad.
Yeah. So what do you think, there are some kids in L.A. who are going to be working on this too. What do you think they're like?
Well, they're probably a little different than us. Like, they're probably not as used to the cold weather and stuff like that as like we are.
Would you like to get to know them?
Yeah, if I got a chance to go to L.A., I would definitely love to meet L.A. kids.
And maybe some movie stars?
Yeah, that'd be fun too.
That's why I'm hoping to go to L.A. I want to see the sculpture fully done, and then I want to see the ocean. I've always wanted to see an ocean.
Ashley Grandpre, almost 11 years old, discovers she's one of the essay winners shortly after this conversation, speculating how L.A. kids will greet the sculpture.
They're going to be really proud of the sculpture because it's big, and it proves that most, like, either if you're a girl or a boy, you can accomplish anything.
These are wood-burning portraits of ourselves.
Brian Updike is 13 years old. He explains another aspect of the sculpture, portraits carved onto oak boards.
We got our picture taken, and we traced them onto the wood with some carbon paper, and we burnt up traces into the wood.
Brian Updike says the Rapid City kids etched a question to the L.A. kids on the wood-burned portraits.
I said, is there a major difference between Los Angeles kids and South Dakotan kids?
Oh. Do you think they know what South Dakota kids are?
They could. They could have some stereotypes, but no.
What do you think a stereotype of a South Dakota kid would be?
That we're ranchers or farmers, because we live in the middle of the Midwest.
When the sculpture is complete, it's coming back to Rapid City for installation at a location not yet determined. Mariah Jeans looks forward to its return. Now, when this thing is put up in some park, are you going to go play on it? No? Why?
I'm not going to play on the parks. Wait, are they going to... What if they made it into a playground and they were stable?
I think they are.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So if they make this like into this...
Like bars that you could spin on? Yeah.
Yeah. You would do that, huh? You'd come back and climb on it? All right. You can take friends over and say, I helped with that.
that?
Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, whoa, she's famous.
Probably, I think.
I'm pretty awesome, though.
I think so, too. The pieces of the sculpture are designed to last for 30 years, so these kids can eventually take their children to see the piece of interactive art they helped to create. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.